Well, it's been, I was actually thinking this morning, I think nearly 15 years, maybe even a little longer, that we have had a big brother and little brother or sister or couple here Saturday mornings. We try to do it once a month. And today we've got two folks. I'm so glad you were able to come in because somebody else was scheduled and they couldn't make it. And you stepped up, which is great. We have Tyrell and is it Tyrell or Terrell? I should have quit while I was ahead. Tyrell, and he's here with big brother Curtis. Curtis is from West Mifflin. Tyrell lives in Arsenal and goes to Liberty Elementary, right? Yeah. And let me welcome you both. Tyrell, I'd like to start with you. Do you have any shout-outs or hellos that you would like to say to anybody who might be listening?
No.
Who's in your family?
My mom and my dad.
And anybody else? Any pets or any other people?
Your sister.
My siblings.
Oh, and what are their names?
Tylen and Tyke and Tyler and Taylor and Tylen.
I'm glad I asked you. You're all T's, right? Are you the oldest?
No.
Or you're in the middle, I guess, huh?
The fourth. Yeah.
Fourth. Well, it's nice to have you here. Your brother's here, too. Let's talk a little bit to Curtis. Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I am a student at the University of Pittsburgh right now, studying public health. And I just got matched with Tyrell this past August.
Wow. So you guys are pretty new together. What got you interested in becoming a big brother?
So I have a friend who does the program out in Colorado, and he just talked about so much about how he and his little brother just had so much fun, and he thought it was such a great program. And so I looked into it and realized that there was a chapter here in Pittsburgh. So that's what really got me going, was seeing other people just really enjoying being a part of it.
Well, that's great. Are you from Colorado?
I am not, actually. I'm from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh. And are you an undergraduate now?
No, I'm in graduate school.
It's amazing that you've got time to do this. It's wonderful that you're able to do it.
Yeah, it's so much fun. We have fun in all of the activities we do, so I wouldn't trade it for the world.
So, Tyrell, I want to learn more about the two of you, but I'm curious if you can tell me some of the things that you like to do, just yourself. Do you have any favorite things you enjoy doing inside or outside when you have some extra time?
I like going to the pool, and I like playing, physical games, so like tag and football.
Excellent. You mentioned the pool. Are you a good swimmer?
No.
No, but have you learned how to swim?
A little bit.
Some strokes. And you mentioned football. Have you played on a team?
Yeah.
What's the name of the team?
Eastern Raiders.
Excellent. What do the two of you do? Well, first of all, you guys only met about 6 months ago or so. What was that like to meet? Do you remember what it was like?
No. Well, I was scared.
I would be scared, too, to meet somebody new. What happened?
Nothing.
Well, did they put the two of you in a room, or how did they introduce? Tell me about how they, what you did when you first met.
Like, they gave us a piece of paper and we wrote stuff on it, like our names and stuff.
Yeah, and so we...
And our birthdays.
Yeah, so we had to put some information about ourselves, and then we got to kind of just get to sit and talk with each other a bit and come up with a few of the first activities that we might want to do together. So it was kind of just a time to learn a little bit more about each other.
Well, that's cool. Did you get some surprises when you learned about Curtis? About anything? When you first met him, he's gone to school forever, it sounds like.
He has a lot of pets, and I'm scared of his dogs.
How many pets does he have, Tyrell? Or tell me about some of them. You don't need to number them, but how...
He has a lizard. He has a golden retriever and a labradoodle.
Mm-hmm.
And he has... two cats.
Yep.
And two turtles.
Yep.
Two turtles, two dogs, two cats, and a lizard. And you mentioned, are you afraid of both of the dogs or just one?
Both of them.
How come?
Because they're super big.
You know, are they bigger than you? Do they jump on you?
No, but they're like by my stomach.
Come a little closer so we can be sure to hear you. How about the cats? Of those animals, which ones? Do you like all the other ones okay?
Yeah, I like all of them, but I'm just scared of some of them.
Yeah. And I'm amazed you've got that many animals. Now, here you are, a grad student. I'm guessing you're in your 20s, maybe.
Yeah, I'm 27.
How do you manage? You've got a little brother. You've got all these animals. I'm sure you've got other responsibilities like theses and stuff. You're at Pitt. How do you fit all this together?
Yeah. Well, so right now I'm living back at home. So a lot of the pets are my parents.
Ah, that helps.
So that's definitely a help. Yeah, my family's been a really big help, a really good support network. But I think part of being really busy and in school and working on my dissertation and everything is you have to make time to have fun still, to do things that are enjoyable. And I have so much fun hanging out with Tyrell, so it's one of my favorite things that I'm doing right now.
Tyrell, tell me about some of the things you've done together.
We went to see the Aladdin play, and we went to a museum. We went to his house to make Christmas ornaments and do Christmas crafts.
Very cool. Tell me about the crafts. How did you do it? What did you do?
Like, we put crayons inside our ornaments and melted the crayons. And he had, like, these ornaments with holes in them. So we put, like, little mythical animals in them and trees.
Well, mythical animals? I don't know what that is. Like, were they... can you tell me about this?
There were dragons, unicorns, pegasuses, and more dragons.
What's a pegasus?
A unicorn with wings.
Oh, that sounds like a very cool animal. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older? What you might like to do?
I want to write books.
Really?
And be a cartoonist.
That's fascinating to me. You must like to draw a lot. How did you discover that you liked to draw?
I don't know. I just see my sister's drawings and I was like, oh, that's cool. I want to do that too.
What do you use when you draw? What kinds of materials do you use?
A lot of colored pencils, regular pencils, different types of erasers and stuff, and Oreo pastels.
Very cool. Have you, like, come up with ideas for comic books or comic strips, or what kind of cartoonist you might like to be? Can you tell me some of the things that you're considering?
Like animals.
Cartoon animals. Very cool.
Yeah, he's a really good drawer, actually. Do we want to compare our dragons? We tried drawing dragons, and I think mine looked like a grumpy alligator, but his looked like a real dragon.
Just mentioning the pastels and the pencils and the things you use, you must be really good. Now, you mentioned writing, too. Do you like to write stories? Can you tell me about a story you've written or one of the kinds of stories you've written?
It was about a sword and a rock that it was powered by gas and it could be on fire. And two twins found it in the woods.
Let me be sure I understand. The rock, did you say caught on fire?
No, the sword was on fire.
Oh, the sword was on fire. And so they found the sword in the woods.
And it was theirs.
And they got to own it once they found it. You've got a good imagination. What's the name of that story?
The Flamethrower. That's what the story was called.
You must like to read, too, do you? Have you read any books lately that you like a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about one or two?
The Secret Rescuers and... I forget what the other one was called.
Well, The Secret Rescuers, that sounds like a chapter book and a long story. What happens in it? Are people lost? Or
there was a girl, she was like a maid, she was a little girl, she found a dragon in a tree.
I see a theme here. You like dragons, I guess, right? And did you get to the end of it yet?
No.
Oh, so it'll be interesting. What's happening now? Does somebody need to be rescued?
No.
No. It sounds like a great book. So tell me about your studies, Curtis. Public health can go in a lot of different directions. Are you looking at epidemiology or what exactly?
Yeah, so actually I am studying epidemiology, and I'm looking at diabetes and how gut bacteria can affect diabetes.
That's a big area right now.
Yeah, really big, really new.
Tyrell, have you ever gone to see where Curtis studies, gone to school?
Yes.
What's it like there?
Well, at first when we walked there, he said there was a machine called a lung. And it was a disease that they put kids in there to make the kids breathe, and I was scared. But he said that they prevented the virus from keep going.
Yeah, the iron lung. Our school has a replica of one that was used. So that disease was polio, and Pitt was one of the places that helped create the vaccine for that virus.
That had to be very cool to see that. Well, it's really nice to have both of you here. I want to ask Christine Pace from Big Brothers Big Sisters, what's new? Anything we should be mentioning in terms of what the organization is up to?
Oh, yes. Hi, Larry. Thanks so much for having us. And aren't these guys great?
It's amazing, especially when you guys have just been matched. You seem like you're really great brothers already.
Yeah, they seem really comfortable together. And it was interesting to me listening to them how much Tyrell remembers about the things they've done. And, you know, he just, for a kid to remember about the iron lung and the disease, and I think that's pretty impressive. Obviously, Curtis, he pays attention to the things you say to him.
Yeah, I mean, he has a great memory. He's super smart.
I was just thinking about that. You have a really good imagination, too, I think, which must make you a great artist.
So anyway, at Big Brothers Big Sisters, we're all gearing up for Bowl for Kids Sake, March and April. It's our biggest fundraiser, so you can go to our website if you want to donate to a team, if you want to start a team. There's all kinds of ways that you can get involved, sponsorships, and we have several different days where we have bowling events, and it's just a great opportunity to help the organization and to have a good time.
Excellent. And you can learn more at bbspgh.org. Tyrell, you go to Liberty Elementary. Is there a subject you like, especially in school?
Art and Spanish.
Oh, I figured art had to be one. Are you able to, like, how do you know how to say good morning in Spanish? How do you say it?
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I like that. Since it's a morning radio show, it's good to have it. You must have a good Spanish teacher. That makes it come alive a little bit? I would hope. Well, I have some presents for you guys. I have some Youth Express buttons I'm going to pass over. And I just have all sorts of things. Oh, it's right in front of me. I have a pass to the Children's Museum that you can either use today or on any of the dates mentioned. There's an exhibit I think you would really like that's all about Rube Goldberg. Have you ever heard of Rube Goldberg? Here's why I think you would like it. Is first, it's about machines that do things in a crazy way. But also make sure you look at the hallway right outside of the exhibit, because he was a cartoonist. That's what Rube Goldberg did for a living his whole life. He drew crazy cartoons, and a lot of his original cartoons are on display. You need to hunt for them, but they're right up in the museum, and I think you'd really enjoy looking at them. They might even have some art supplies. In fact, they do have some art supplies where you can make your own cartoons.
That's awesome.
Have you been through the Children's Museum before? So you know what it's like. I hope you'll get a chance to enjoy things there. Thanks to both of you for being here. Is there anything else either of you would like to say?
Well, thank you for having us. And yeah, just for anyone listening who's been considering participating in the program, I mean, I think we have an awesome time. So definitely, you know, if you're interested, look into it, because we do such cool stuff together. And it's been such a pleasure to get to know Tyrell.
Terrific. Tyrell, anything else that you'd like to say? Thank you for coming here. And what about you, Christine?
No, just thanks for having us, Larry. I'm glad that you mentioned 15 years. That's a lot of bigs and littles that we've had.
We've done quite a few. Well, thank you, all three of you, for being here today. And I hope you get a chance to enjoy seeing some of the art in the museum and continue a great relationship that you have.